Chapter 57. When autonomous coherence becomes inner closure of the higher threshold, when a durable coherence has truly found its complete stability, there comes a moment when this stability ceases to be simple coordination. It becomes inner closure capable of preparing a terminal threshold without rupture. This closure interrupts nothing. It acts with restraint. In other words, what had become coherent begins to close itself without losing its continuity. The first term opening this sequence is the core of autonomous closure of the fifth stable maintenance. This course shows that an already deeply coherent maintenance can enter closure without losing its axis. Continuity does not withdraw here, it becomes denser. This core appears when acquired coherence becomes stable enough to support a movement of inner closure. From this core appears the function of terminal coherence of the mature higher threshold. Coherence acts here in a threshold that has reached real maturity. But this maturity fixes nothing. It simply clarifies. This function shows that a mature higher threshold can close without rigidity. And this function then allows the appearance of the field of deep convergence of closed higher maintenance. Convergence acts here in a space where several already stabilized lines become compact. But this convergence does not contract. It silently unifies. This field marks an important threshold. A deep convergence becomes support of a real closure. When this field exists, appears the order of terminal stability of the fifth cycle. This order links stability and end of cycle within the same discrete movement. Stability ceases here to be simple continuity. It becomes threshold of closure. This order marks a new capacity to complete without rupture. This stability leads to the first closed matrix of the fifth maintenance. This term fixes a first foundation. The fifth maintenance receives its first fully structured closure. But every stable closure immediately calls for a more inward threshold, the core of autonomous continuity of higher closure. This core marks the point where closure no longer remains singular. It becomes closed continuity. Continuity no longer seeks here to open. It holds silently. From it appears the function of terminal regulation of closed higher maintenance. Regulation acts here in an already closed maintenance. But this regulation remains simple. It adds nothing, then forms the field of deep cohesion of the terminal higher threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible expansion. This cohesion leads to the order of autonomous convergence of durable higher closure. Convergence ceases here to be simple approximation. It becomes silent terminal organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first terminal matrix of the fifth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 561 to 570, now possesses its first fully stable closure. Autonomous coherence becomes real closure of the higher threshold. Chapter 58. When stable closure becomes complete matrix of the higher threshold. When an inner closure has truly reached its terminal coherence, there comes a moment when this stability ceases to be only closure. It becomes a complete matrix capable of carrying a structured totality. This totality produces no rupture. It acts with calm. In other words, what was closed becomes fully held form. The first term opening this sequence is the core of autonomous terminal coherence of the deep higher threshold. This core shows that an already stable closure can become matrix without losing its cohesion. Continuity does not relaunch itself here. It gathers itself more. This core appears when acquired closure becomes stable enough to sustain a more complete totality. From this core appears the function of continuous stability of the terminal higher threshold. Stability acts here in an already closed threshold, but this stability fixes nothing. It simply maintains. This function shows that a terminal threshold can still carry a more complete structure. This function then allows the appearance of the field of autonomous convergence of deep higher maturity. Convergence acts here in a space where maturity becomes structure. But this convergence does not contract, it orders. This field marks an important threshold. A mature convergence becomes base of a real totality. When this field exists, appears the order of terminal cohesion of the fifth threshold. This order links cohesion and closure within the same calm movement. Cohesion ceases here to be simple holding. It becomes organized terminal threshold. This order marks a new capacity to complete without interrupting. This stability leads to the first autonomous matrix of terminal higher closure. This term fixes a first foundation. Terminal closure receives its first fully stable autonomous matrix. But every autonomous matrix immediately calls for a more inward continuity, the core of deep closure of terminal higher coherence. This core marks the point where closure ceases to be outer. It becomes silent depth. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear. It simply holds. From it appears the function of autonomous regulation of the final higher threshold. Regulation acts here in a fully terminal threshold, but this regulation remains simple. It adds nothing, then forms the field of cohesive stability of complete higher closure. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible intensification. This cohesion leads to the terminal order of deep higher convergence. Convergence ceases here to be progression. It becomes silent terminal order. Finally, this sequence closes on the first complete matrix of the fifth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 571 to 580, now possesses its first fully complete matrix. Stable closure becomes structured totality of the higher threshold. Chapter 59. When the complete matrix becomes deep transition of the following threshold, when a complete matrix has truly reached its stable form, there comes a moment when this stability ceases to be only completion. It becomes deep transition, capable of preparing a new threshold without rupture. This transition undoes nothing. It acts with restraint. In other words, what is complete begins to contain a passage. The first term opening this sequence is the core of autonomous transition of the complete higher matrix. This core shows that a fully stable matrix can become passage without losing its density. Continuity does not begin again here. It shifts inwardly. This core appears when completeness becomes stable enough to sustain a deeper continuity. From this core appears the function of regulated continuity of the post-complete higher threshold. Continuity acts here after an already fully established threshold. But this continuity reproduces nothing. It silently prolongs. This function shows that a complete threshold can still contain a continuation. This function then allows the appearance of the field of deep cohesion of prolonged higher maintenance. Cohesion acts here in a space where completeness becomes support. But this cohesion closes nothing. It maintains further. This field marks an important threshold. A complete cohesion becomes base of real prolongation. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous stability of the emerging higher threshold. This order links stability and emergence within the same discrete movement. Stability ceases here to be simple closure. It becomes silent opening. This order marks a new capacity to let emerge without visible displacement. This stability leads to the first active matrix of prolonged higher transition. This term fixes a first foundation. Transition receives its first durable activity, but every active transition immediately requires a more stable maintenance, the core of autonomous stability of the prolonged higher threshold. This core marks the point where prolongation ceases to be simple passage. It becomes real maintenance. Continuity no longer depends here on the previous threshold. It holds more by itself. From it appears the function of active coherence of post-complete higher maintenance. Coherence acts here in an already engaged maintenance. But this coherence remains simple. It adds nothing, then forms the field of deep convergence of the following higher threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. Several inner lines converge without visible intensification. This convergence leads to the order of autonomous regulation of emerging higher maintenance. Regulation ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes real inner organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first stable matrix of the following higher threshold. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle 581 to 590 now possesses its first fully structured continuity toward the following threshold. The complete matrix becomes real transition of the following threshold. Chapter 60. When the following threshold becomes first axis of the higher cycle, when a following threshold has truly found its first stability, there comes a moment when this stability ceases to be simple prolongation. It becomes first axis capable of opening a higher cycle with coherence. This opening creates no rupture. It acts with sobriety. In other words, what prolongs now becomes anchoring point. The first term opening this sequence is the core of autonomous transition of the continuous higher threshold. This core shows that an already open threshold can become axis without losing its coherence. Continuity does not begin again here. It simply takes a more structured form. This core appears when acquired stability becomes capable of carrying a more autonomous axis. From this core appears the function of deep coherence of the emerging higher cycle. Coherence acts here in a still discrete cycle, but this coherence imposes nothing. It simply clarifies. This function shows that a higher cycle can begin without tension. This function then allows the appearance of the field of active stability of the continuous higher threshold. Stability acts here in an already engaged field, but this field closes nothing. It organizes more. This field marks an important threshold. A continuous stability becomes base of a new axis. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous regulation of the emerging higher cycle. This order links stability and emergence within the same calm movement. Regulation ceases here to be simple preparation. It becomes real organization. This order marks a new capacity to hold without needing correction. This stability leads to the first stable matrix of the continuous higher threshold. This term fixes a first foundation. The higher threshold receives its first fully durable stability. But every durable stability immediately requires a more inward coherence. The core of autonomous continuity of the deep higher cycle. This core marks the point where the cycle ceases to be only open. It becomes depth. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear. It holds more. From it appears the function of regulated coherence of the durable higher threshold. Coherence acts here in an already mature stability. But this coherence remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of silent convergence of the stable higher cycle. The field becomes here particularly revealing. Several coherent lines join without visible intensification. This convergence leads to the order of deep stability of the finalized higher threshold. Stability ceases here to be simple maintenance. It becomes deeper axis. Finally, this sequence closes on the first active matrix of complete higher continuity. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 591 to 600, now possesses its first fully stable opening toward a higher cycle. The following threshold becomes first axis of a new cycle. First fixed threshold. What has been held here does not constitute a closed whole. No claim of completion is attached to what precedes. The text did not seek to cover all possible levels, nor to definitively stabilize all the relations it evokes. It only responded to a simple necessity, to fix a first threshold that had become sufficiently coherent to no longer remain dispersed. As certain structures appeared, it became difficult to let them subsist in fragmentary form. A holding point became necessary. This book corresponds to this point. It represents neither a totality nor a final synthesis. It simply marks the moment when a first level of readability can be maintained without depending solely upon separate elements. Several formulations could still evolve. Certain distinctions may perhaps one day require being taken up again with greater precision. But what is present here already possesses sufficient stability to be preserved as such. This book therefore closes nothing. It only fixes a first level of continuity. What will follow, if it must appear, will belong to another threshold. For the moment, this one is sufficient.